Ready? They had a seminar here this week.
大家下午好啊。
And they arranged the chairs like this.
大家可能注意到我们今天教会的那个座位的安排呢有所调整啊，是因为刚好他们可能这周有进行会议。
The pastor convinced me we should try it.
然后呢，那个上午台的那个牧师呢，也要鼓励我们尝试一下，是不是这个
？Because everybody's closer.
这种排位的方法可能让我们大家彼此更近一点。
Now you can see most people.
可能这样子呢，我们大家都看到大方，大家好。
Before they were all behind you.
可能以前的那种方式呢，只是看到你前面的人。
So why don't we just wave to each other and say hello?
好，这样我们可以对我们左右的人都可以看到。
Praise the Lord.
好，感谢主。
So if you have any neck problems,
如果大家好像颈椎有问题哦，
then you need to fight for the seats here.
那么可能你就可能要选中间这个座位。
Anyway, let's give it a try because it might.
对，我们尝试一下，看是否更好呢
？Amen. I certainly feel closer.
牧师自己感觉好像那个距离拉近了。
And there might be an advantage.
可能是一个优势来的哈。
When the anointing comes.
当神的恩膏倾倒下来的时候。
There could be some spillover.
哦，然后呢，那个恩膏会漫溢出来。
You can actually feel it.
然后可以很甚至在那种外在感受得到。
Because people like Drew who interpret.
啊
？When people like Ruth interpret.
哦，好像我们平时帮牧师翻译的时候。
Often feel the power of God.
我们站在旁边，其实真的会感受到牧师身上的恩膏。
Man, not 牧师 it's the power of God that comes down.
是啊，神的能力赐下来。
Because the anointing is some, it's like standing under a spotlight.
那个像那种恩膏，就好像我们站在一种聚光灯下面。
I noticed the difference.
我自己有注意到不同。
When I give a sermon here under the anointing,
当我站在这个讲台这边，好像在神的恩膏下来讲到的时候
，it's very different from me giving a presentation or a speech in a company.
跟我在以前的公司里面站在那边给一个演讲是不同的感觉。
Here is like the it's like a pillar of fire.
在这里好像有一个火柱在我头上那种感觉。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
This last week there was Purim, the feast of Purim.
上周呢是我们在圣经里面讲到那个普尔节，犹太人的普尔节。
Pur means casting lots.
普尔呢，就是他们抓阄的意思。
And this comes from the book of Esther.
那么这个节记呢，是从以斯帖记里面出来的。
It was about how every year when the Jewish people celebrate the Feast of Purim, they remember how God saved them as a nation.
那么他们犹太人每年庆祝这个普尔节的时候呢，借机会来纪念神在这个时候如何拯救以色列国民的。
And those of you who read the book, there was a plot to kill the Jews.
但是我们那个看那个以斯帖记，我们知道当时他们那个有一个计划计谋呢，是想要杀害所有的以色列人，要灭族。
But God turned the according to Esther chapter 9 verse 22, it says.God, it says, it's to celebrate from sorrow into gladness and from mourning into a day of celebration.
在以斯帖记的第九章呢，这里讲到说，他们这一日呢，他们要是从悲哀进入喜乐，他们是从他们的哀哭进入到大欢喜当中，欢庆当中。
Now the book of Esther is a book that does not mention God at all.
以斯帖记这本书当中呢，没有提到神。
If you read the entire ten chapters, not once does it mention God.
如果读完整个十章呢，可能都没有提到神这个字眼。
And yet, you could see the invisible hand of God at work.
但是我们却可以看到神那种隐形的手的作为。
And that's why today I titled my sermon called "The Invisible Sovereign God."
所以今天我讲到的主题就是那个无形的至高的神。
Is anybody on the slides? the visible
person.
Invisible person there, huh? Because it's the same. In our lives, in our country, God is invisible.
在我们可能所处的这个社会世界当中，我们好像觉得神是看不到摸不着的。
Every day we hear on the news, this is happening, that is happening, that is happening.
每天我们在电视上、新闻上看到很多世界各地发生的事情。
So what is God doing?
那么到底神在做什么？做什么呢
？Is God on strike?
那么难道神在罢工吗
？Is God had enough of us?
神受够我们呢
？Amen. I've had enough of you for 6,000 years.
哇，六千年，我已经受够了你们。
I can't stand this generation.
我再也受不了你们这代人了。
What is he thinking?
那么神到底在想什么呢
？What is he doing?
神到底在做什么呢
？And that is why, although we do not see God.
就是好像我们虽然看不见神。
But the theological concept is God is sovereign.
但是按照神学的理论说，神是至高的神。
It means if he's sovereign, means there is nobody greater than him.
如果说他是那至高的神，就是说没有任何人是
在他之上的。He is number one.
他是第一位。
That's why there cannot be another God.
就是换言之，没有另外一个神是超乎他的。
In the world, if there is another God, that means God is not sovereign.
如果在这世上还有另外一位神存在
He is not supreme.
那么他就不是超过一切的神
Amen.
超过一切的那一位
Amen. Amen. If there is two God, who is the supreme God?
如果有两个神的存在，那么谁是那个更超越的那一位呢？
And that is why it is impossible to believe there are many gods.
所以就是我们相信有很多神的存在，这个说法是不成立的。
But God is one.
神只有一位
He is supreme.
他是超越一切的
He is sovereign.
他是至高的
Sovereignty means everything that happens, he knows, he sees, and is under his control.
至高的意思就是所有发生的一切都他看到他知道并且在他的掌控之下
Now that doesn't mean everything that happens is a result of God.
也不是说现在我们肉眼看到发生的一切是神的作为。
Being sovereign means at the highest view, God sees everything and he is the one that say yea or no to everything.
所以至高的意思就是说他站在那个至高之处他往下俯视的时候所有的一切神有这个说话权。
Now in practice, that concept is very difficult to grasp.
那么可能这个说法是很难去理解的。
Because you look at your own life, you say, was that happened to me? Was that God? Did God allow that?
当我们在我们个人的经历当中，我说我们身上发生的事情是神允许这样的事发生吗
？You see, when you look at sovereignty in the Garden of Eden, it's easy to understand.
在伊甸园当中，我们去看神的主权、神的至高的时候，很容易理解。
Amen. Without sin, sovereignty is easy to understand.
那么在犯罪之前呢，这个神的至高是容易理解的。
But when sin came into humanity and the human nature took on sin, it became complicated.
但是当罪进入到人间，然后人堕落之后，那么这个神的主权就很难去理解了。
Because sin is an opposing force to God.
因为这个罪呢是与神敌对的一种力量。
You see, for God, it's easy just to.Destroy sin. That's it, once and for all.
那么对于神来说，他完全有能力一次性就毁灭了这个罪。
But he loves us.
但是因为他爱我们。
So in his sovereignty,
在他的至高主权当中
he permits certain things to happen, even though it is not his will.
他会在他的意念当中允许一些事情，尽管这个事情发生的不是出于他的旨意。
Although God is in control of our lives.But he allows certain things to happen, even though it is not his will.
虽然神是掌管我们的生命，但是神会允许在他旨意之外的事情发生。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
Amen. He loves us.
神爱我们。
But sovereignty also tells the supremacy of God also shows that even though he allows things that are not of his will, he is so confident about himself.Okay, that he still can work things out.
所以就是因为是出于神的至高和主权，尽管他允许在他旨意之外的事情发生，他有如此大的信心，他知道这个事情会有好的结果。
And that's why in the nature of God, in theology, it also means the omnipotent power of God.
所以在神学有一个词义就是无所不能。
Yes, that means nothing is impossible with God.
所以对于神来说，没有不能成的神，他是全能的神。
And the omniscient of God means there's nothing that He doesn't know.
还有是无所不知的神。
And the omnipresence of God means He is everywhere.
还有是无所不在的神。
God is in the past, in the present, and in the future, all at the same time.
神可以在同一时间，在过去、现在、将来存在。
Amen.
出现。Amen.
That is why He is in control.
所以在为什么说神是掌管的那一位
？But in His love, He allows certain things to happen.
所以，但是在他出于爱的缘故，他允许一些可能不在他旨意范围的事情发生。
That doesn't mess things up for Him.
但是尽管就是这样子，也不会扰乱他的计划。
Because his supremacy means he still is in control.
但是就是出于他的至高，他仍然可以让这种事情都可以运行出来。
That means the devil can do whatever he likes.
那是不是说仇敌想干嘛就干嘛呢？
He can never come outside God's hand.
仇敌怎么做，他都逃不出神的手掌心。
Whatever you see happening on the earth.
不管我们看在这个世上发生怎样的事情
No matter how bad it is,
不管多么糟糕的事情发生
Eventually, just like rainwater, they're all going to flow into the sea.
就好像雨水最终都要回归到大海洋
Everything eventually will obey God's will. Wherever God wants the earth to get to, it will be there.
所有的事情最终都会归结到按照神的旨意发生。
And that's why you and I need to have faith in God.
就是为什么我们需要对我们的神有信心。
Have confidence in Him.
我们在主里面有信心。
Even though we may mess up.
就算我们的生命可能有一团一团糟的时候。
And there is something in the past that you don't want to think about anymore.
可能有过往发生的事情你根本都不想回头去看。
The time that you've lost.
那些你好像失去的时光
The things that have happened,
那些过往发生的事情
For some reason,
因为出于一些原因
In His sovereignty,
在神的主权当中
Still at work,
神会让这个事情有转机
Even when we don't see it happen,
尽管我们看不到那个运作的手
Amen? So we got to understand, even though whatever, every time when we turn on the BBC, we see all the things that's happeningSomewhere in the invisibility realm, God is at work.
所以尽管我们每天在新闻上看到很多各种各样的事情发生，但是我们相信神的看不见的手总是在做工。
And guess what? Because God is in the past, future, present, and future, He's even so confident He's written it down.
因为神可以同时在过去、现在、将来存在，神可以把将来的事都写下来
Written it down. We call that prophecy.
神把将来没发生的事情已经写下来，就是因为我们称为预先知预言。
He's basically writing it down first before it happens.
神甚至在为那种将来的事发生以前就先记录下来了。
And in Hebrew, it's in the past tense.
因为在希伯来文，他们是用过去时来记录的。
When you say something in the past tense before it happens.You are pretty confident.
我们看出当一个人他讲话是用过去式来讲的时候，对未来的事用过去式来描述的时候，那么可以看出这个人是如此的自信。
That's why Hebrew in the Bible is written in the past tense.
所以在圣经当中的希伯来文，他们是用过去式来描写的。
When Jesus said, "I bless you," he means I already blessed you.
神说我祝福你，是说我已经祝福你了。
Amen. When he says to Abraham, "I've already blessed you with a son."
神对亚伯拉罕说我会祝福你有一个儿子是我已经祝福你有一个儿子了这个事情已经发生了
Why?
为什么呢
Because he's already in the future
因为神已经在处在那个将来的那个时光当中
So when God looks at you
当神看到我们每个人的时候
And he looks at me
他看到我的时候
Is he looking at me in the past, present or the future?
他是看到的是过去的我现在的我还是将来的我呢
He's looking at youWhat you will be in the future.
神所看见我们的时候，看到我们的时候，看到的是将来我们要成为的那个样式。
In the past tense.
但是是以过去式的形式来看的。
When God spoke to Gideon,
当神对基甸说话的时候
，He said to him, "O man of great valor, a great courage."
他说你是那大勇之人。
But Gideon is one of the most cowardly people.
但是我们读那个圣经，我们知道说基甸其实是非常的很胆怯的一个人。
But God is looking at him in the future in the past tense.
但是当时神对基甸说话的是以过去式来讲，将来他要成为那大有智人。
When God speaks to Abraham, the father of many nations, there was only him and his wife.
当神对亚伯拉罕说你要成为多国之父的时候，那个时候亚伯拉罕只有他和他的妻子。
Isaac was not yet born.
那个时候他的儿子以撒的还未出世。
But God calls him a father of many nations.
但是神却称呼他为多国之父。
So God, when he looks at you and me,
当神今天看到你我的时候，
he's not looking at our failures.
他不是看到我们过往的失败。
He's not looking at how good we are now.
他也不是看到我们今天有多么的厉害。
He's looking at us in the future, in the past tense.
他是以一个过往的眼光来看将来还没有发生的事情。
And it is our faith in our joy.
是在我们的信心、我们的喜乐当中。
Knowing that we will get there.
相信我们最终会成为神预定我们要成为的那个样式。
As long as we walk by faith and believe Him.
只要我们凭着信心坚定地相信我们的神。
Amen. So going back to the book of Esther,
让我们回到我们之前讲的以斯帖记。
The Jews have now gone into exile.
这个时候犹大呢，他们被掳去到别国。
And it was Babylon to start off with.
他们开始去到了巴比伦国。
But Babylon was then taken over by another empire called the Persian Media Empire.
然后呢，巴比伦国王灭了以后呢，被波斯王国所替代。
And so the book of Esther is set in 4080 BC. 4080 BC before Christ.
是在在那个公元多少？
480.
480年前，公元。
And there is Esther.
所以这个时候呢，有以斯帖这位女子。
And there is a gentleman called Mordecai.
有莫迪改。莫迪改这位男子。
Mordecai is actually her cousin. Her cousin, not uncle.
哦，其实是他的堂哥。
If you read it carefully, it's not his uncle. I don't know why everybody call him his uncle.
莫迪改其实是以斯帖的表哥或者堂哥。
Read it carefully, right? It's
不是他的叔叔。
His cousin, her cousin.
不是他叔叔，是他的表
哥。And her mother and father died, and Mordecai helped to raise her.
然后当时呢，以斯帖他的父母双亡，然后他的这个表哥呢就把他养大。
And then there was a Persian king called King Ahasuerus.
然后呢，这有一个波斯王的名字叫亚哈斯。
亚哈斯。
亚哈斯。
Now to understand the
to understand
this king, you have to imagine a Chinese emperor.
如果你要明白这个波斯王的话，我们要从中国那种帝王皇帝开始哦。
It was like that. He was supreme.
他的能力是无所不到的。
The Bible said his empire stretched from India all the way to Ethiopia.
所以当时他的那帝国的版图之大，从印度直到哪里
？Ethiopia。
到那个以弗所。
To India。
从印度去到
Ethiopia, Africa。
去到非洲这块领土，就是他的版图之大。
Okay. But one day, his beautiful queen upset him.
然后有一天呢，他的王后呢，让他很恼怒。
So like a great emperor.Choose another one.
所以对一个一个很傲慢的一个帝王，他就说我再选一个王后就好了。
Now that is not a scripture to approve of you brothers, right? When you're upset with your wife, just choose another wife.
我讲这个不是说我们弟兄哈，你觉得你的妻子让你恼怒了，然后你就把她休掉，然后再找一个妻子哈。
So he decided to select a new queen.
所以呢，这个帝王呢就选择要选。要选另外一个王后。
And that is when Esther comes in.
那么这就是以斯帖后来成为新的王
后。And in the story, there are several lessons that we can learn from the book of Esther.
那么其实在这本书当中有几个经验我们可以学习。
And it has to do with the sovereignty of God.
那么这个是关乎神的主权。
That's working all the time.
我们可以看到神的主权一直在运行。
But he's invisible.
但是他却是看不见的那一位神。
I hope that it will encourage you that God is working in my life and working in your life.
希望我们学习今天的讯息以后，可以让我们相信神也在我们的生命当中运行。
Working in our city, working in our country.
在我们的土地，在我们的这个国家城市运行。
With that knowledge,
有这样的认知以后
，I don't have to fear my tomorrow.
我不用再为明天所忧虑和害怕。
I don't have to fear Putin's bombs.
我不会再为了普京的那个炸弹而畏惧。
Or what America does.
或者像美国的作为。
Or what other people do.
或者是世界其他地方的人这样子的一种恐惧。
I don't have to worry about this month's budget.
我不再为今年的那个预算而担忧。这个月的预算。
Somehow God is in my life, it's in your life.
我们相信神在你我的生命当中掌权。
It doesn't mean that we don't have difficulties.
并不代表说我们的生命不会有苦难。
It means somebody bigger, somebody more supreme is ultimately in charge of my life.
是代表说我们生命当中有一位更大、更有能力的那一位在我们生命当中掌权。
Just stop there.
让我们先
think about it.
当我们来默想这一点的时候
，You are not even in charge.
你知道我们的生命都不是在我们的手中。
Yet we make a lot of decisions.
但是我们却为我们的人生做了很多的决定。
But ultimately, you are not in charge.
但是最终我们并不是掌权的那一位，我们并不是做主的那一位。
Jesus is in charge.
耶稣才是真正掌权。
And that's why we call him
做主的那一位。
King.
所以他是我们的王。
Amen.
Amen.
So we learn a few lessons from the book of Esther. One of the first lessons is in verse 7. The young woman had a beautiful figure and was lovely to look at. And when her father and her mother died, Mordecai took her as his own daughter.
以斯帖记的第二章第七节讲，这女子容貌美丽，她父母死了，莫迪改将她收为自己的女儿。
So the first lesson is, God has given us all a talent.
所以就是第一个我们要学到一个教训，就是神给我们每个人都有一个才能。
We have a role to play in our on this earth.
我们每个人在这地上都有一个角色要扮演。
We have a role to play in God's plan.
我们每个人在神的这个大计划当中都有一份要来。
So what was Esther's talent?
那么对于以斯帖他的那个才干是什么呢？
What did God give her?
神所赐给他的是什么呢？
He made her beautiful for a reason.
神让他有美丽的容貌为着一个原因。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In other words, we are all born with something for God's purpose.
所以我们每个人的出生都带着一种特定的才显智，是为了神的目的。
Who would have known Esther's looks was part of God's plan?
有谁会之前会预料到以斯帖她的容貌会成为神所使用的一点？
And that's why, brothers and sisters, we sometimes do not have to be disappointed with ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们不要对我们自己失望。
Why do I not look like Esther?
为什么我不像以斯帖这样子容貌美丽呢？
And yet my mom and my dad had faith and called me Esther.
为什么我父母没有就信心给我取名也叫以斯帖呢？
So if you ever call Esther, your mom and dad had a plan, have a wish.
如果你真的你被取名到以斯帖的话，可能你的父母对你有一个计划，
有想法。Because like Chinese people, the more you call that person, the more they will become, right?
很多时候我们好像给他取那个名字是我们带有那个寓意在里面的。
And that's why we give ourselves names.
所以我们给我们自己取名是有意义的。
Unless you're from Hong Kong, you give yourself very strange names.
除非很多时候有的那从香港来的，他们给自己的取的名字很奇怪。
Amen. And so she was just good looking.
她是很她的样子很美丽。
But it's part of God's plan.
但这个她的容貌就是神的计划的一部分。
And then in verse 21, it says, right, in those days, Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate. Bithan and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the threshold, became angry and sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus。
然后这里二章二十一节讲，那时候呢，莫迪改坐在朝门，王有两个守门的太监批探和齐列，恼恨亚哈水鲁王，想要下手害他。
So what happened that Mordecai, who is a Jew, he sat at the gates of the king.
所以莫迪改这个犹太人呢，他每天就坐在那个王的朝门前。
And it just so happened he heard, because he was there because he was wanting to know how Esther's doing.
他当时每天坐在那个王的门前呢，他是其实想知道以斯帖进到那个朝廷以后呢，他的境况如何。
Because now she's become queen.
因为他现在已经被提拔为王后了。
And it just so happened while he was nosing around, he heard this plot before two eunuchs wanted to kill the king.
然后呢，他坐在这个朝门前呢，他听到这个守门的两个太监的那个对这个王的恼恨呢。
And as a result, he reported.To Esther, who reported it to the king.
然后呢，他就把他听到这个小道消息呢，赶快告诉以斯帖，然后借着以斯帖的口呢，告诉了王。
And the Bible tells us these two eunuchs were then hanged.
然后呢，这两个想要谋害王的那个太监呢，就被吊死了。
And then the king told them to record it into their records.
然后呢，王呢下令把莫迪改做的这件善事呢，记在那个底案当中。
And then the Bible doesn't talk about it.After that,
然后呢？之后就再没提起这件事。
Until later,
直到很后来。
You see, lesson number two is this: insignificant events happen in our lives, and they're called coincidences.
所以，那么第二个功课我们要学的就是，在我们生命当中会发生看似不经意的发生一些事情，看似是偶然的。
So when you look back at your life, certain events happen, certain things happen.
当我们回顾我们的人生，我们会遇到一些好像看似好像不经意发生的一些事情。
It has no connection at the time.
可能在那个时候发生的时候，对你来没有什么连接。
You meet somebody.
你可能
You met somebody.
可能
briefly.
可能你很随意的碰到一个人。
You took some time off and you went somewhere.
可能你花些时间，你去到一个地方。
You did a job briefly somewhere.
可能你在一个地方做了一段时间的工作。
You did something to somebody.You show the act of kindness to somebody.
可能你在一个偶然的机会出于善意，你去帮助了某个人。
It's something that could be anything, but you do it and you don't even remember it.
可能当时你很不经意之间做了一些事情，遇到的人说的话，对你来说可能你都没有留意。
It's a coincidence and it's not very significant at that time.
可能对你来说是很偶然，你并不觉得并不是很大件事情。
Again, it just to show you.That God plants certain events that happen in your past.
所以从这里我们可以看到，神在我们的人生可能过往当中，会让我一些事情不经意的事情发生。
You met somebody briefly.
你很偶然的遇到一个人。
You don't know at that time.
可能在那个时候你并不明白。
But then years later.
但是可能过了很长很久很久时间之后。
That event.
你当时那个很偶然的一个相遇
that person,
你所遇到的那个人
that conversation,
当时你们很偶然的一个对话
that subject that you did that had no significance at school
可能当时你在学校你学的那门功课你觉得好像很 没有太大意思
that qualification that you got that had no job
可能你之前取得的一个学历也没有帮你找到一份工作
and everybody say what's the big deal
大家都说哇，到底为了什么呢
But somehow, it has a big deal in the future.
但是谁知道当初的一个不经意就会成就之后的一个大计划。
Again, only God knows.
再一次只有神知道这一切。
Only God could be able to plan that in your life.
只有神有这样的能力在我们的生命当中计划这样的很多
不经意。I don't know whether any of you have experienced that.
我不知道大家有没有过这样过往的经历。
Because this event that seemed so insignificant in Mordecai became the key event in the future to save the nation of the Jews.
因为在莫迪改的生命当中，这个过往看似很不起眼的一个经历，成为最后拯救整个犹太族整个族群的一个重要的一个记录。
And so in the book of Esther, all of that now is laid out.
所以在以斯帖记中所有这些伏笔都已经被埋下。
Then in chapter 3 comes the plot.
然后呢在第三章开始真正的这个谋计谋。
Verse 5 says, verse 5 introduces the villain.
那么这个第三章第五节就来介绍这个加害者。
He said, and when Haman, there's a guy called Haman, saw that Mordecai did not bow down or pay homage to him, Haman was filled with fury.
这里说哈麦见莫迪改不跪不拜就非常的愤怒。
Now, the whole reason why the Jewish people were going to be killed was down to one incident.
所以之后为什么所有的犹太人他们要被杀都是出于一个非常小的一个契机。
There is this official, a high-ranking official called Haman.
在这是一个朝廷里面一个非常在高位的一个朝元。
Never call your children Haman.
所以不要一定不要给你孩子取名叫哈曼哦。
Okay, so he everywhere he go, people used to bow to him and used to say, "Ah, look how handsome he is, how great he is."
所以他所到之处呢都是前呼后拥啊，受人朝拜。
But Mordecai ignored him.
但是唯独莫迪改视而不见。
And that upset Haman.
他的这个作为让哈曼非常不爽。
And Haman wanted to kill him.
出因为这样子呢，他有就谋着
Not
就出了这个杀意。
Not only to kill Haman, but to kill all the same ethnic people.
所以他不光要杀掉莫迪改，还不解气哦，他还把莫迪改他们所有的那族人都要杀掉。
That's how wicked Haman is.
他真的是如此的。歹毒要赶尽杀绝。
In other words, if Ruth upset him, he wants to kill the whole church.
教员说，如果是 Ruth 让这个朝元哈不官员不开心，他不光要把 Ruth 杀掉，把整个连带把这个教会都要赶尽杀绝。
And so Mordecai learned of this.
所以莫迪改有学到。
Learned of this. In verse 6, it says, But he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, so as they made known to him the people of Mordecai, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews, the people of Mordecai, throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus.
以斯帖三章六节这里说，有人把莫迪改的宗族告诉了哈曼。哈曼看下手指害莫迪改一人是小事，还图谋要灭绝亚哈水鲁王全国所有的犹太人，就是莫迪改的宗族。
So、this is disastrous.
所以对犹太人来说，这是一个灾难性的一个、
so、
一个计谋。
Mordecai began to seek Esther's help.
所以这个时候呢，莫迪改开始来寻求以斯帖的帮助。
But Esther was fearful.
那个时候以斯帖听到的时候，他也很害怕、啊。
Because she is basically saying to Mordecai, Mordecai, I cannot raise this issue with the king.
然后他对莫迪改说，以斯帖对莫迪改说，他说我无法把这个事情告诉王、啊。
Because nobody is allowed to see the king unless the king asks for you.
因为他说没有王的召见，没有任何人可以来到王面前。
So if you ask me to take this issue with the king, I'm going to be killed.
他说如果你让我擅自就去到王面前，我可能会被处死的。
So Esther had a calling.
这个时候其实以斯帖是有一个呼召。
But she did not yet understand.
但是她还没有完全了解。
Up to this point, she only thought she won a beauty contest.
在这个时候呢，可能以斯帖还觉得在这个选美比赛当中呢，她晋级成功。
She cannot see what was the purpose of her life.
她还没有完全意识到她这个人生的一个目的是什么。
But the purpose was about to be revealed.
但是她的目的马上就要向她显明了。
But the third lesson about the sovereignty of God is our fear will get in the way.
所以就是第三个工作，就是关于神的主权，就是我们遇到问题的时候，我们的恐惧会来拦阻我们。
Our disobedience will resist against God.
我们的悖逆也会来抵挡神的计划。
Because God is going to get us to do something that we've never done before.
神可能会要让我们做一些我们从来没有做过的事情。
Because if we obey God, then it will uncover our purpose, our destiny.
因为如果当我们去顺服神的时候，就会把神在我们生命中的旨意和目的彰显出来。
But all we can see is fear.
但是这里我们看到以斯帖身上出现的是一个恐惧的一个反应。
I'm not able to do this.
啊，我做不到。
And that's why we don't move on.
就是为什么我们生命有停滞不前。
It gets stuck.
我们的生命有难主，停止。
And so Mordecai spoke to Esther.
那么所以这时候呢，莫迪改就对以斯帖说话了。
He said in verse 14, chapter 4, For if you keep silent this time, relief and deliverance will arise from the Jews and another place, but you and your father's house will perish.And knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
以斯帖记的四章十四节说：“此时你若闭口不言，犹太人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救；你和你父家必致灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗
？”So Esther said, "No, I can't do this. I will die."
然后当时呢，以斯帖的反应就说：“啊，我不能来到我们面前，我去了，我做了会被处死的。”
When we come against our fears, that's how we feel. I'm going to be destroyed. I can't do this.
当恐惧来袭击我们的时候，我们的第一个反应就是我们做不到，我们做不到，我们就没救了，我惨了，我死定了。
But then Mordecai says, and he's saying to us,
这里莫迪改说的话其实也对于你我在说
，Whether you do or not, you're going to die anyway.
不管你今天要不要做这件事情，你都要灭亡的。
Whether we are afraid or not, the fear will eventually destroy us.
所以不管我们要不要对神的那个呼召有反应、有回应，我们最后
Because nothing will change.
因为那个恐惧最后会吞灭我们。
The thing that you try to run away from will always catch you up.
因为我们尝试逃跑、逃离的东西，最终都会来吞灭我们。
The thing that you try to avoid will eventually catch up with you.
那么你尝试来避免的那些事情、回避的事情，最后也要追上你。
How many of us know that is true?
有多少人知道我讲的是真的
？We can't put it off.
我们不可能完全的去逃避这个事情。
Amen? If you don't deal with your employee or your boss, wherever you go, it's the same person in a different body.
所以，如果你不会解决掉你跟你的员工或者你老板之间的关系的问题，你去到哪里换公司，那么也会遇到同样的人，但是同样不同的人。
Oh, my boss is like that. I need to get a new job.But you get a new job, the boss might be a different person, but it's still the same boss.
好像你觉得你在你的工作上，你的上司对你不好，你想换工作，去到另外一个单位的话，那可能是不同的人，但是同样的问题。
So Mordecai say, how do you know that God actually raised you up for the time such as this?
然后莫迪改对以斯帖说，你焉不知你神兴起你，不是为了如今这个时机吗？
How do you know?That God wants you to face this fear because this is the time for change in your life.
神说你难道你不知道说当你面对恐惧的时候正是这个机会让你生命发生改变的时候
Because if you walk through this door, you will find your destiny, you will find your purpose.
当你走穿过这个门的时候你会找到你的目的找到你的那个意义
Up to this point, Esther was only a beauty queen.
那么直到现在这个时候，以斯帖只是一个选美的王后。
But after this, she became a deliverer.
但是之后，她会成为那个本族人的拯救者。
If she did not face up to her fear, she would only just look pretty.
如果她当时没有去面对直面她的恐惧的时候，她只是一个好像得了容貌的一个王后。
But being a deliverer is totally different.
但是成为那个拯救者的意义完全不再一样。
Amen. Amen. And so, with those words, Esther saw the point.
所以听到莫迪改说的这些话，那个以斯帖马好像突然之间就恍然大悟。
And then she remembered some of the sermons that we preach.
然后这个时候突然想起，可能我们之前所提到那些。讲到
about spiritual warfare,
讲到我们讲的关于属灵的征战
about prayer,
关于祷告
all the things that we learn over the years,
就是我们过往这么多年所学习的那些属灵的真理
This is what you need to do.
这是你我需要做的
to remember all the things that you've learned.
他说，就是我们要记得我们过往所学的一切。
What are the tools to overcome your fear?
我们来克服胜过我们的恐惧的那个秘诀。
Amen. And so Esther remembered what to do.
这时以斯帖他记得他现在要做
什么。Verse 16 say, "Go, gather all the Jews to be found in Susa, and hold a fast on my behalf, and do not eat, drink for 3 days, night and day. I and my young women will also fast and do. Then I will go to the king, and it is against the law. If I perish, I'll perish."
以斯帖记的四章十六节，他说：“你当去召集苏珊所有的犹太人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝。我和我的宫女呢，也要这样禁食。然后我要违例去觐见王，我死就死吧。”
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It means.Suddenly she rests, right, what did Pastor Joshua say?
就好像他一下子恍然大悟说，我想起牧师以前告诉我们什么了。
I need to seek God.
我要寻求神。
I need to pray.
我要祷告。
I need to fast.
我甚至要禁食。
Amen. And then he said, Sister Betty, can you help me?
然后他可能就找到Betty 长老说，可不可以帮助我，来支持我，跟我一起做这个事情。
Fast for 3 days for me.
为我禁食三夜
then,
三天三夜
and then Betty said okay
Betty 会很乐意这样做
you understand brother said she's looking for help
看到她这里她寻求众人的帮
助 and that's how we can help each other by helping each other to pray to seek after God
这是我们肢体之间彼此的帮助来彼此来帮助她来寻求神
what for? To give you strength
为什么呢？给彼此给他力量。
It's not about changing the situation. It's about giving you strength to overcome.
也不是说来我们的祷告来改变那个情况，而是给这里是给王后力量来胜过他的恐惧。
We pray wrongly a lot of time. We ask God to take the giant away, take the fear away.
那时候我们的祷告可能没在那个点子上。我们祷告说那个巨人拿开，祷告神把那个恐惧拿开。
Oh, 主啊 ，we are really 祷告啊。Take away that fear. Take away that problem.
And 那时候我们为别人祷告的时候说，主啊，拿走那个恐惧，拿走他前面的那个拦阻。
Change her husband.
来改变她的丈夫。
Change her children.
改变她的孩子。
Amen. And then nothing happens.
然后祷告了之后没有什么改变。
Because God wants her to overcome.
因为神真正的心意是让她来胜过她的
问题。So the prayer should be, Lord, give her strength, give her faith.
其实我们的祷告应该是。主啊，赐给他力量，赐给他信心。
Help her to overcome.
帮助他来胜过他的困
难。And then when you seek Ruth on Sunday, Ruth, you can do this. We pray for you.
所以我们在星期天见到那个姊妹的时候，就说：是的，你可以做到。我们都为你祷告，神加添力量给你。
Because it's only when you do not submit to the fear, only when you overcome, can you overcome your problem.
是当我们不要去向我们的恐惧妥协，我们去胜过的时候，我们才可以得胜。
Paul say, "Run your race."
神说我们要奔跑这个道路。
He didn't say run away.
他是说奔跑那个道路，并不是我们跑开哦。
Amen.
不是我们逃离哦。
Run your race, not run away.
说我们要努力奔跑，不是努力的跑开。
So the fourth principle is do not submit to the fear.
所以第四个功课我们要学，就是我们不要向我们的恐惧妥协。
Amen.
屈服。
And have the attitude.
我们要这样的一个态度。
谁买谁咯？
要这样的心态说，若死就死吧。
If I perish, I perish.
啊，如果要死就死吧。
She's basically saying, my life is in God's hands.
换言之，她其实说，啊，主啊，我的生命在你手中。
At the end of the day, whatever the outcome is, God is in control.
不管最后的结果怎样，主一切都在你的手中。
Amen.
Amen.
And then, chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, reveals God's sovereignty.
那么在第六章当中，这里向我们显明的神的主权和他的至高。
So principle number 5, God works in his sovereignty.
第五个经验我们要学的就是神在他的主权当中运行。
And the chapter begins on the night that the king could not sleep.
所以这一章以那夜王睡不着觉而开始的。
So the deliverance of the Jews began when the king could not sleep.
所以犹太人他们的得拯救的这个事情开始是从那夜王无法入眠开始。
And he gave orders to bring the book of memorable deeds, the chronicles, and they were read before the king.And it was found written how Mordecai had told about Bigtha and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the threshold and who sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerus.
这里讲说那夜呢王睡不着觉就吩咐人呢取了另一个历史书就是史籍来念给他听。然后发现呢书上写着王有两个守门的太监叫毕探和提列想要下手害亚哈水鲁王莫迪改告发了这件事。
So in that insignificant event that happened before,
所以这就是很多年前看似一个很不起眼的一件事情。
Why do you think the king could not sleep that night?
你觉得为什么那偏偏那一晚上王就睡不着觉呢？
Because the sovereign invisible hand was on him.
因为那个看不见的那个至高的神的手在他的头上。
And he could not sleep.
来搅动他的心让他无法入眠。
And then God was telling him, read the book of God, read the memorable book.
然后神呢，就他吹耳边风，让他要读，给他有感动，要读那个史籍。
And God can do anything.
神没有不能做的事情。
That one event suddenly changed everything.
那个曾经发生一个很不起眼的事情，改变了历史。
It was this turning point that God used to destroy the enemy of the Jews.
神用这个事作为一个转折点来。破坏了犹太人的仇敌。
It was the way that Haman will be destroyed.
这也是哈曼这个人要被他的下场。
And it all began when he could not sleep.
这一切的开始都是那夜王无法入睡开始。
And so what happened is that then the king realized, oh, we have not yet rewarded Mordecai.
然后呢王呢读了这个史卷突然想起这件事他说哦我们还没有赏赐莫迪改他做了一件好事。
Meanwhile, Haman would still think he was great.
然后这个时候呢哈曼这个人觉得他自己还很了不起哦。
And Esther was plotting to destroy him.
然后呢以斯帖呢已经在谋算如何要除掉这个人。
And invited him and the king to a feast.
然后邀请哈曼和王来赴宴。
And so Haman thought,Wow, the queen invited me and the king and nobody else.
然后这个时候哈曼呢还沾沾自喜很得意忘形的觉得说哦这个时候王后特别邀请我去与王赴宴。
But it was God who's laying a trap for Haman.
但却是神要设下一个陷阱要来除掉他。
Does this not remind you of the devil's arrogance saying, we got you, son of God?
没有想起仇敌哦，撒旦魔鬼当时那种傲慢，就是说，哇，我们终于把神的儿子钉在十字架上了。
Save yourself from the cross。
如果你真的神的儿子，你从上面走下来自救。
Who's going to help you？
有谁能救
？King of the Jews。
如果你说犹太之王，谁能救你呢
？Jesus looks helpless。
那个时候十字架的主看似很无助。
The Jews look helpless。
这个时候的犹太人他们也很无助。
Mordecai looks helpless。
莫迪改也看似很无助，束手无策。
Sometimes our lives look helpless.
很多时候，我们自己的生命看上去也非常的无助。
Call yourself a Christian.
你说你自己是基督徒。
Where is your God?
你的神在哪里呢
？Where is all these prayers?
你这么多祷告去哪里了
？How come nothing is happening?
你所期待的事情并没有发生呢
？See, God is laying a trap.
这个时候其实殊不知神在设下一个陷阱。
You know, when a trap works like this, you look as though you're about to be eaten.
就是当你马上要被吃掉那个时候。
And the tiger, that comes closer and closer, and you're just about to open the mouth.
就好像那个狮子看到它的那个猎物一口一点点逼近的时候要张开口吃掉你的时候。
Instead of eating, you actually lands in a trap.
与其说你要吃掉那个猎物，那个猎物掉进那个陷阱了。
Amen. And so Haman was caught.
这个时候哈曼 被抓被捕
caught that because King Esther said he wants to destroy the Jews and I am a Jew.
然后当时他被捕是因为
Number one,
以斯帖说哈曼想杀我杀犹太人但我也是犹太人
And so the king was furious. How dare you want to kill my queen?
然后这个时候王极其的愤怒说你是谁竟敢杀我的王后
And then the eunuch said he also wants to kill Mordecai.
然后这个时候太监呢又马上顺风就讲了一句话说这个人他也想
做
莫迪凯
So number two, huh? Not that God doesn't just strike the enemy once.He strike again to make sure the enemy really dies.
所以神呢，不过是一次击打这头敌，他打两次，确保他真的死翘翘。
God can deal with any of our enemies the same way.
神可以对我们每一个攻击我们的仇敌有一样同样的
作为。But it looks like your enemy is so strong, you're about to die.
但是如果表面上看是我们的仇敌如何的非常的强大，好像我们已经不行了。
But you don't realize it is God's trap.
可能你说不知原来是神所设下了一个陷阱
So the enemy walks into the trap
你的仇敌慢慢一步步的靠近那个陷阱
Thinking they're about to destroy you In fact they are destroying themselves
你的仇敌他不知道他以为他来毁灭你殊不知神的陷阱来彻底的毁灭他们
You don't know that
我们可能并不知道
I don't know that
你我可能都不知道
But God knows
只有神知道
We only know it after the eventWhen Esther said, "Oh, I didn't die, actually."
当以色列说啊，原来我保存活命了。
The one who's really dead is Haman.
那个真正死掉的就是哈曼这个人。
Amen. It is so wonderful to see the hand of God in your life and to see the result that He brings if we trust Him, if we overcome our fears.
所以，当我们真的是信靠神，看神的手来释放我们的时候。会有不同
so in chapter 7 verse 9 he said this is one of the eunuchs then Habona one of the eunuchs in attendance on the king said moreover the gallows that Haman has prepared for Mordecai whose word saved the king is standing at Haman's house 50 cubits high and the king said hang him on that
然后以斯帖记的七章九节有一个伺候王名叫哈波拿的太监说看哪哈曼还为那报告给王救王有功的莫迪改做了一个五十肘高的木架现今就立在哈曼的家里
like,
王说把哈曼挂在那个木架上
Just like the devil made a cross for Jesus and the cross became his death the devil's defeat
所以就好像撒旦给耶稣做的十字架殊不知十字架却成为他最终的一个毁灭之地
You see Mordecai Haman made a gallows which is a frame a square frame 20 meters high so that everyone can see it
所以哈曼他做的这个木架有大概有20米高所以所有人都看得见
In order to hang Mordecai
他做这个木架是为了把莫迪改挂在上面
In the end
最终呢
The king hanged him up there
王把他哈曼挂在那木架上
Whatever the enemy has planned
不管仇敌有怎样的计谋与我们
The opposite will happen
相反的事情要发生
Amen. We will end up plundering the devil
相反我们会让仇敌掉到陷阱当中
When the enemy came at David and took his children and his wivesWhen the enemy came to our King David and took his wives and children.
当仇敌来攻击大卫王并把他的妻儿都带走的时候掳去的时候
Not only did David to defeat the enemy, he plundered the enemy.
后来神帮助大卫不光是打败了那个仇敌并且把他们所有的一切都抢夺回来。
So let it be your prayer.
所以愿这个成为我们的祷告。
And this is how I pray a lot.
这是我常常祷告的。
Because I have a lot of enemies.
因为我有很多仇敌攻击我。
I say whatever the enemy intend.
我说不管仇敌所有的针对我的计谋。
Let the opposite happen.
让相反的事情发生。
And Lord plunder the enemy for me.
主啊，为我的缘故，你要来来设计来陷害这个仇敌。
So whatever I lost.
不管我所失去的。
Not only have I will gain back,
我不光要夺回我失去的
but you will give me more.
你会加倍的偿还给我
Amen.
Amen.
It works.
是行得通的。
It works.
行得通的。
Whatever you lose,
Amen.
If you're faithful to God, not only God give you back, but give you more back.
所以如果只要我们对神有信心，我们相信神，不管我们会失去的夺回，神还要加倍的偿还于我们。
Not only are we looking for restoration,
我们不光只期待神给我们一个修复，
but for God to give us abundancy.
我们也相信神要给我们有丰盛。
Amen.
Amen.
God is not just a repairman.
神啊，不只是一个修理工。
He didn't just put some polyfiller.
他只是哦一个表面的一个表面的一个涂光磨光。
Not only has God gonna put something restore it, but He makes something even better.
他不光是修复表面的伤害，他还有一个给你一个更加的一个更给你一个升级版。
Whatever the enemy has done to your life.
不管仇敌在我们生命中有怎样的作为
，the destruction that has caused，
他在我们生命中引起的这个毁坏
，the emotional damage，
给我们情感上的一种伤害。
Not only God will restore you，
神不光要来恢复我们
，but He'll make your life even better，
他甚至让我们的生命更加的丰盛。
Amen? Don't just look for， oh God， if I can only go back to equalization， I'll be fine。 No， God will give you something better。
我们不要跟神祷告说只是、哦、回到我当初那个水平就好了，我们就神给我们有更高提升我们。
And then the number six, the last principle, very briefly, it says, for Mordecai the Jew, the very last verse, the Mordecai the Jew was second in rank to the king Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus.
最后一点我们学到的是以斯帖记的十章三节讲犹太人莫迪改做了亚哈水鲁王的宰相，在犹太人中为大，得许多弟兄的喜悦，为本族人争取福利，为他所有的后代都谋求幸福。
Wow. What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
You see, it started off with a beauty queen.
那么我们是从那个选举选美比赛开始的。
But then God did all of those things.
神做的那所有的事情
destroy the enemy
毁坏仇敌的计谋
restored
恢复了犹太人
what does he do? He promotes
最后他还提升
Hallelujah
Amen
When you defeat your enemy
当我们打败我们的仇敌的时候
When you go enter into your new phase of your life
当我们进入到我们人生的下一阶段的时候
You move up
我们得到提升
Mordecai became Prime Minister
莫迪改成为那个波斯王国的宰相。
Whatever the enemy does,
不管仇敌做了什么事情
，God can not only restore you.
神不光要来恢复我们。
When he fulfill his purpose in your life,
当他实现了他在我们人生当我们生命当中的目的的时候
，Both Mordecai and both Esther fulfill the purpose of their lives.
以斯帖和莫迪改他们都实现了神在他们生命中的目的。
Not only to deliver the Israel.
不光是拯救了犹太人
But he made Mordecai their ruler.
他也让莫迪改成为了这个国家的宰相
To protect them.
来保护整个犹太人
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's pray.
Amen. 让我们一起祷告
Father, you turn things that are sorrowful in our lives.
神啊，主啊，你把我们生命当我们忧伤哀痛的事情
Into a day of gladness and celebration.
让我们进入欢喜和欢庆当中。
Father, we know when we read about the story of Esther.
主，当我们读以斯帖的故事的时候
，You're trying to encourage us.
你今天借此来鼓励我们每个人。
Though we may not see you,
可能我们看不见你。
We may not be able to feel you.
我们可能也感觉不到你。
But we know, God.
但是主，我们知道。
We are confident.
我们有这样的信心
Your hand is upon our lives.
你的手在我们的身上运行
And that somehow, Lord,
按照你的方式主
All things will work out well.
所有的事情都能变为完好
So brothers and sisters, I encourage you, whatever the past history is,
所以弟兄姊妹要鼓励大家不管你过往什么样的经历
No matter whether you've done good or bad,
不管你觉得你做得好还是做得不好
As long as you are faithful to Jesus,
只要你对主耶稣保持忠心
His hand is upon your life.
他的手会按守在你身上
We will do better.
我们会一切会变得更好
Things will get resolved.
事情会得到解决
And not only be resolved.
事情不光得到解决
But he will promote us.
并且他会让我们的生命有提升
We will go further into our purpose.
我们会在我们人生的目的当中更进一步
So I encourage you brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，我鼓励大家
to really hear the Holy Spirit，
将我们今天的听圣灵要说的话。
That in the days that are stormy around us，
当我们生命当中有人生风暴的时候
，That you should be confident，
让我们有这样的信心。
There is peace with God，
让我们心里面有这样的一个平安。
And that the Holy Spirit is in our lives，
当圣灵在我们的里面
，He will guide us，
他会来引导我们。
He will help us，
他会帮助我们。
And Jesus will have his ways，
耶稣会按照他的方法，
we will fulfill his purpose，
我们一定能实现他在我们生命当中的目的。
And the only enemy we've got，
我们唯一的仇敌就是
that's really fear，
就是恐惧。
Don't let fear paralyze you，
不要让恐惧使你失去了作战的能力。
If fear comes your way，
当恐惧来拦阻你的时候，
pray，
让我们祷告，
Seek the Lord，
来寻求神，
and ask him for his strength，
来求神赐给你力量，
and we will overcome，
来胜过这个恐惧。
In Jesus' name，
奉耶稣的名。
Let's stand，
Amen， 让我们站立起来。
Hallelujah。
全地上荣耀的生命。
耶稣，
耶稣，
我爱你，
我们敬拜赞美。
Father, I ask you to bless all of our families.
父啊，求你来祝福我们所有的家庭。
Bless all our brothers and sisters online.
也祝福我们所有在网上的弟兄姊妹们。
I pray you for your mighty blessing upon us this week.
主，我们祷告在这当中，你倾倒你的祝福在我们当中。
And to know for sure,
让我们确信一点
that God is sovereign.
神，你是至高的神。
Not only in my life.
不光在我的生命当中
but are on this earth.
Amen.
并且在这全地上
and so that we can say Jesus is Lord and King.
让我们可以宣称耶稣你是主你是王
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Amen.
If you need prayer, come forward.
大家如果需要祷告可以来前面神祝福大家